Part 2. Change What You Write. Chapter 3. Move Beyond Fear. I'm about to share my best practical writing advice, but I'm painfully aware that I'm following in the footsteps of distinguished writers on writing, from William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White to Steven Pinker. Maybe you've read what they wrote, but chances are you're still a long way from writing every email, report, and tweet in line with their advice. Here's why. To begin with, they were talking to general writers. I'm talking to business writers. General writers write for lots of reasons: to entertain, to inform, or to persuade. Business writers write for one reason: to get things done. My advice will not get you published in The New Yorker. Could save your job or boost your career, though. Practical writing may sound more straightforward, but in reality it's not, because of the fear factor. In business, fear generates bad writing habits. Feeling fear in the workplace is normal. There are risks in everything you write. You fear taking a stand, being held responsible, being wrong. Each of us would prefer to write with integrity rather than out of fear. We want to get a reputation for telling the truth, not hiding it. But while integrity is in our hearts, fear poisons what we write. Fear destroys clarity and muddies up our writing. You cannot change how you write until you acknowledge it. Writing advice is like health advice. I'm like the doctor telling you to eat right and exercise. You know the advice is right, but you don't follow it. Until you understand the psychology behind eating and exercise, you'll never change. Similarly, for you to accept the advice in this book, you must understand the psychology of writing at work, including the role that fear plays in your writing. The trick is to write boldly even though you are afraid. Understanding fear, a practical example. Imagine that you're the service manager for a company that installs and services machinery at customers' locations. A machine has malfunctioned and the customer is furious. Here's the kind of email most people...